This is Elizabeth Bunch. Oh, no. The first question is going
to be...
Not
bad. So where were you born?
Larkin. I was born in Larkinsville, Alabama.
It's Jackson County?
Jackson County. Now see, I can't talk when it comes on. I can't do it. Just don't let them know when it's on. Just don't let them know when it's on. I can't do it. Just erase that.
It's fine.
No.
Okay, what year were you born?
October 9th, 1924.
Who were your parents and where did they live?
They lived at Larkinsville. Daisy and Henry Burks.
And what they
Daisy
did?
Selby.
And what they do for a living?
Farmed.
Did they own their own farm?
Yes, after it was paid for it, they did. Well, I was little, it was paying for it.
Have people help them on the farm?
Yes, they did.
You're going to have to get better.
I know it.
These one line.
Turn that darn thing off. Turn that line.
Okay, what was it like living on the farm, growing up on that farm?
Turn it off. I can't think. We don't close. What was it like on the farm? It was like hell, I'll tell you what it was like.
Did they make you work and stuff?
You still have it on there. No, it's not. I can tell the look on her face. It's not all.
Well, just tell me what it was like to live on the farm.
Me any.
Just tell me what it was like for you, with all your brothers and sisters. What was a normal day for you?
Up before sunrise and in bed before dark. That was the day. That was your everyday life.
And what'd y'all grow?
We grew everything. What do you mean, vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
You mean garden?
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
The people that work for you were from there?
Right.
You don't know how many sisters you have?
Not yet.
There's Mary Ruth. She was on a nuclear ride. Was she the youngest?
No.
Well, you know, you look younger than Mary Ruth did. She was youngest, wasn't she? Was she the baby? Or was Beulah the baby?
Beulah's the baby.
That's fine. I forgot about Judy. How did you feel about Judy? And then what, Mary Ruth?
That was Ray. 2 years older. And myself, Beulah. I'm 6 years older than Beulah. 8 years older than Mary. Then there's Joy.
Pretty old when Judy was born, Martin.
Yes, it was. I was already married when I already had a baby when Judy was.
Remember, I just had some egg shell in this
okay.
Egg.
Okay.
It's an egg shell. I felt something crunch.
Yeah.
And that body cake. It's an
eggshell. I don't
have it because I'm in the
gate. Oh,
yeah. You crack eggs in
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It was a little
bit. Sorry about
that. No, it's fine. I was just thankful it wasn't my tooth. Got my tooth had chipped.
Uh-huh.
That bonding chips all the time. So underneath you was, who was next to you girl-wise?
Yola Ross.
And you had to take care of all those kids, didn't you? Well, where was Helen? And what was that little baby's name that died?
One before Helen?
Helen died second.
Yeah. The first one died was 3 months old when she died. She died of pneumonia. And then my little sister was 4 years old. She got burned, took pneumonia and died by it.
And but how much younger were you? Where were they in the line of children for you?
Oh, way down the line. They were about with Helen, and then there was Joy and Judy came after her when they died.
Yeah. And when your little sister died, did they like have her? Did you live up here?
Yeah, we had her We had, back then, had their funerals in the house. We didn't take the funeral home then. Yes, we had her. It was real hard.
Did your mom?
I was 14, she was about 4.
Was your mom upset? Because I know she's not doing much.
She is. We all were.
What'd your daddy do? What was he like? I mean, was he real upset about it? I mean, I imagine he was upset, but did he show?
Sure, we were all upset about it. But you know, I can still remember the funeral where the body lay and everything. It's just sad. I don't like to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's better to now, you know, if you get over it faster, if you go to the funeral home, you can take them to the funeral home now.
It's not as sad, you don't think?
Not the funeral home like it was, it's the house.
Hmm.
Father died. They brought his body home too.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
I didn't go for that. I wanted to be in the funeral home. Some of the others wanted to stay or something.
I kind of like it being at home. I know I want to be at home.
No, I don't want to be home. I want to be myself. I want to be in the funeral home.
I don't want to be left there by myself at night.
You won't be by yourself.
Yeah, but you don't know who else is going to be there with you. What if you get said there was somebody's mean?
No. Well, they lock the doors now.
Yeah, but I mean, one for the other people that died that day's mean.
Oh, no. Think about things like that. You're too upset. You don't think about things like that.
No. And your daddy was from Jackson County, right? Or Marshall County?
Well, he was born in Marshall County, but when he lived in Jackson County. He went to live with he worked for my grandfather. And my mother was a little girl then, and he stayed, worked with them for years until she got, she was 17 when they married, or 16, I guess she was 16 when they married. He always said he worked himself out, a wife, worked his wife out.
Now what was that story about how at dinner table she'd be serving the men and he'd pass her little notes or something like that?
Yeah, I think they always passed their notes under the table, or when they passed each other.
The love.
I had an aunt that was in love with my daddy. And
who was that?
That was Aunt Dora.
Hey, you're kidding. I didn't know Dora was in love with him. Was she older than Daisy?
Yeah, she was older than my mother. She was in love with my daddy, but my daddy loved my mother. So they would slip little notes.
Well, I hate to say it, but they both wasn't beauties, were they?
No, they were. Aunt Dora was always a very pretty,
sweet lady.
Mm-hmm. My mother was. There was a lot of difference in the personalities. My mother was a cold person. She was always a cold.
Maybe that's what Henry liked.
She was always a cold mother. I mean, she didn't call or anything. She'd never put you in her arms and say I love you or anything. She was just very cold like that. She was always cold.
I know you had to do a lot of mothering.
Well, I took care of my two older sisters.
Maybe them.
Be nervous about it. Well, we've gone before. But I don't know. It's been a long time since my sister died. But see, I can see her. Do you know, I still remember the little dress that she had on. That is the dress they buried her in.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's the little dress they buried her in. It was the mama had made it. Her shoulders, so you just look at it real good. The shoulder seams go down. Go down way down there. And it's just a little. And my dress, I remember that. She was just a sweet little thing. But it has been so long ago.
She was a lot like Mama, didn't she?
Well, she was young.
Okay.
tattoos like that with blonde hair.
It was a shame. I didn't have one sister. Maybe she could have lived. She'd been my good sister. Or the other one. Jewel Marie could live.
What's her name?
Jewel Marie.
Jewel
Marie.
J-U-L-E?
J-E-W-E-L.
I'm Jewel.
Jewel Marie and Lois Helen. I got stuck with all the others. Maybe they would have been the good ones. I don't think it is. I mean, if we just talk like this, that's
right. No, I was also going to make sure it's voice acting.
Oh, we won't talk to them at all?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know that's too. I know Glenn's always told me about his little brother down in the town.
I know we were at the hospital. We're waiting, you know, to get the news.
You know, they came to the hospital back then?
Oh, yes.
Where
did
they
got her home? She died. She just stayed one night. She died, you know, that night because she took pneumonia. But I remember when they came in and broke the news to us, it just drained me. I don't know. It's the first time I'd ever had an experience, gone through an experience like that. It just drained me completely. I don't know. I was in shock.
Just a baby yourself.
Well, I was only 14. Yeah. I thought, you'll never see my little sister again. You know, I loved her so much. Had those two between us, and they were the ones I have always had to take care of. And then I had this sweet little sister. And her last.
She's 3 months old?
No, she was 4 years old.
No, I mean, I know Helen was, but the other one.
Yeah, the other was 3 months old. I didn't.
So you didn't really?
I didn't really. I never knew anything about her.
It would be different between 3 months and 4 years.
Yes.
4 year attachment. You know them. That's almost Sarah's.
Just knowing you never see the little, you know, never see her again. And I really loved her. I mean, I just dearly loved her. I just thought, well, my life is just. Just didn't see how we could do without her.
And I guess it was kind of traumatic having her at home. I never thought about it like that, but every time you walk through the living room, I guess
you could see her everywhere, see her clothes.
Oh,
I still choke up when I think about it.
In the 30s,
wasn't it? Just such a freak accident, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you could have been avoided.
I didn't really know things like that, did
but, you? She went in the house herself, got her a match. She always raked leaves. They were in the overalls back then. She had a little long sleeve out and slip. And she had taken her overalls off, and when she bent down to light the leaves, that's when she caught the tail of a little slip on her. And then when we got to her, my mother tried to pull the slip over her head, and that's when she swallowed the blaze. If you caught on fire, they do it differently. They roll you in something or wrap you in a blanket or something. But see, they just didn't think. Just trying to get them cut out.
Let me ask you a question. Did they know she got the match? I mean, was that okay for a 4-year-old then to get
it? No, it wasn't okay. But see, the matches were always on the fireboard. You know,
and everybody knew she got
the matches were always in a big box on the fireboard where my daddy would build the fires, the wood fires. And she knew where they were. And she got it. Nobody knew she got it. She just wanted to rake leaves and thought she'd seen other people do that. And I guess she thought she could do it too. She'd be a big girl.
That's right. Well, they had the bridge going across the guns or what?
We used to the bridge on the school bus. I mean, we used to go across the bridge on ferry.
Yeah.
Ride the school bus. We didn't have good roads. We had dirt, bumpy roads. We'd ride the bus to town, into town, and we'd go across on the ferry. And then they built the bridge. And I'll never forget the first time I went across the bridge. I was so scared. I didn't know how we were going to get across it. And someone said, we have to go over the top of it. And that scared me. I was so dumb.
Was it that old metal thing?
The one that just tore down recently.
That old metal bridge.
Yeah, the one that's been there for so many
years. And then they told you guys to go across.
Somebody on the bus told all the little kids that we have to go over the top of it.
Oh, God.
course, I was so dumb and I believed it.
That was mean. That was a little kid that didn't know.
I know. I've never been anywhere yet.
You mean to go to school, you used to have to go all the way to Gunner's Home?
No, we went up here to DAR, the school.
When did they do the DAR?
We didn't have a little town here then. There's nothing out here but just a few houses, maybe one store.